our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And together we are awesome.
We are pretty awesome.
So there's a million goddamn motherfucking flies everywhere.
There's a lot of flies everywhere.
And there's other bugs. We live on the first floor, so stupid bugs are everywhere.
Well, it's because we open the door to get air, because we only have one window in the whole apartment. So in order to get an airflow, we open the door also, but there's no screen on the door, so we have to just open the door straight up, and then flies are like, oh, hey, it's light in there, not out here, and then they come in here.
Right, and then I think the other bugs crawl under the door, because I saw
they do, because I can feel the draft and stuff underneath that door, so I don't know if there's something we can do about
that. We have to get one of those long, skinny things that has, like, a dog face on it.
Yeah, I know,
it's like a sock. Sock filled with
But I feel
stuff.
Like they could probably, like, fix the door so it's not quite so bad.
We actually probably should get one of those before winter.
Yeah, we definitely... Well, because otherwise it's going to snow in here. Right. We don't really need that, so...
Yeah, I don't want... I'd rather have...
Although, once the snowpack starts to build up on the deck porch thing out there, it'll be a nice insulator.
Yeah, so once it starts snowing, we shouldn't open that door anymore.
Yeah, no, probably not. Unless you want to shovel out back there and use it for some reason later. Yeah,
luckily, we got the one apartment in this building...
There's two. There's one on the other side, too.
Oh, well, excuse me.
One of the two apartments in this building.
That has, like, a regular door that goes outside instead of a sliding door.
So we can just open it.
Yeah.
And we can lock it.
And it locks.
And it locks.
So, like, sliding doors always freaked me out because, like, I always thought those people would get robbed first.
Right, but we don't have a sliding door.
Right.
Well, you can lock sliding doors, just not from the outside.
Right, but you can totally just get a brick and break it and walk in.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can get a brick and break a window or break a...
Yeah, but it's harder to walk in that, because it's like...
That's true.
Like, if it's a sliding door, you just throw a brick at it, and then it breaks, and then you walk in.
That's not very subtle, though. In an apartment building, like, everyone... There's people around...
Right, but what if you get, like, a glass cutter, and then you put, like, a hockey mask on?
Yeah, I don't think that worked. I think they tested that on Mythbusters or something. It doesn't work.
What, the glass cutter?
Yeah, like, it's not as... It still shatters the glass. It never cuts it smooth.
Oh, like when they do it, like, a circle?
Yeah, that's not a thing.
And then they got, like, the suction cups, and they go,
yeah, they just pull it out.
That'd be awesome, though.
Yeah, but I guess that's not a thing.
No, it is. I saw it on TV.
No, it was a movie. It's totally real.
Batman does that. Are you telling me that Batman isn't real?
Yes, I'm telling you that Batman isn't real.
So, there's a funny thing that happened to me. I was at work, and...
this is real funny. It's a funny story for all day.
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth? Anyway.
Anyway,
I posted that thing about how people have kids that are stupid names.
Yeah.
Like Jaden or Caden.
Yeah.
And the one girl that I work with, one of her sons is named Caden.
Oh.
But I didn't, that has nothing to do with the story, but I just felt awkward when I found that out because she was talking about it. And
you're,
I was
like,
oh.
That's cool.
Awkward. No, but anyway, we were talking and she said, oh, I thought you had a son. And I was like, no, I got a daughter. And then she said, well, if you had a son, what would you name him? And I was like, oh, that's an interesting name. And I said, I would name him Superman.
Would you really name him Superman?
Yeah, why not?
You wouldn't name him Superman. He wouldn't go by Superman, though.
Why?
He'd go by whatever his middle name is. So you're going to give him a middle name like Superman, Green Lantern.
Superman, Green Lantern.
And then his choices are, okay, you can either be Superman or you can be... Green Lantern. They probably call him Supes.
At least that's what they call Superman.
I know, but that's probably what they call him.
Or Batman. Batman's cooler than Green Lantern. Like, yeah. There has never been a good Green Lantern movie.
I've never seen a Green Lantern
Well, there was
movie,
just one so. With Ryan Reynolds in it.
I guess
apparently
it was
awful.
Yeah, I heard that too.
But Batman's got some awesome movies.
That's true, but I don't think the movies are really what the Batman people are into.
But Batman's still cooler than Green Lantern.
Yeah, I mean, I have no clue. No basis for an opinion here, so...
Yeah. Well, I mean... Yeah, Out of the DC guys, Batman's obviously the coolest.
I have read one Superman comic, and that is all of my...
I did too.
No, you read a graphic novel. Right. It was a long story, a bunch of things compiled together. I read literally one Superman comic, and that's all I've read.
But you read other comics.
Yeah, not many. I read a couple of a series of independent ones called Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
I read a couple of Metalocalypse ones. And then I read Neverwhere.
You read that one by that that guy that you met at that one thing?
Yeah, that's the Molting. That's the independent one.
The Molting?
The Molting. Is that what I said? Yeah, Mother's Day was a comic. It's like was one instance of it. One issue. The Molting is the whole thing. I guess it's like cockroaches and stuff. I don't know. I have like 5 issues of it and I've read one.
I read, what was it? Sandman?
Did you?
Yeah. Well, when I was in high school, one of my friends had like 6 of the graphic novels.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's what came out by then.
Right.
And so I read all those and then that was
awesome. There was no comic book scene in my hometown because there was no place to buy comic books. Like, right. They just didn't exist. So I was completely removed from that until I got to college.
Yeah, she also had piranhas, which is a cool pet, I thought.
Yeah.
And then we, like, put something else in there to watch them eat it, and they didn't even fucking eat it.
No, they probably wouldn't.
But on TV, whenever there's piranhas, they bite everything.
They eat everything and trim the bones, and it's clean. They pick it clean. No, it's not.
Like, what was that movie?
Piranha?
Was it The Toy with Richard Pryor?
I don't know. I've never seen
it. When you went in the river, there's piranhas.
I've never seen a Richard Pryor movie. I'm fine with that.
But The Toy was really good.
I don't even know what that is.
Jackie Gleason buys him to be a toy for his son.
That sounds retarded.
Yeah, it was awesome. And Brewster's Millions was really good.
I don't know what that is either.
Basically what it is he inherited like $30 million, but he has to spend it all within 30 days.
They were talking about that on a Smodcast once or something. Like, what would you do with it? Like, the rules are, like, you can't buy any big ticket items and you can't tell anyone.
You can buy big ticket items.
No, like, you can't tell anyone that you're spending it.
No, the rules are this. You can't tell anyone you're spending it. Anything that you buy, you can't own at the end of the 30 days. You can't have any assets.
Oh, you have to give it all away? Or
right.
you have to buy trips and stuff?
You have to spend it all and not have any assets.
Oh, shit.
So, like...
That sounds impossible.
Right, I know. $30 million in 30 days. So what he did is
You can't just give it away?
No, you have to have a receipt or whatever. I mean, you have to do something with it. So he threw, like, parties and he hired John Candy as his best friend to be, to be his, like, personal assistant or whatever.
I guess that's close to giving it away.
Right, but he actually hired him, like, for, he paid, like
$100,000
or whatever.
You're gonna do these things for me.
And then and then he bought, like, one of the rarest stamps and mailed it to somebody. Like, the upside-down airplane thing.
That's, wow.
You know, that's, like, something that you can do when you have a bunch of money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, what would you do?
What would I do? I would take a lot of trips, but that wouldn't even come near
$30 million,
so I don't know.
Take a trip to the moon.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you might be able to get that with $30 million. No, I have no clue what I would spend $30 million on. If I couldn't have any assets at the end of it, I don't think I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'd be possible.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the age-old question, isn't it? What would you do with $1 million?
Stuff and things.
Yeah.
Basically, if I had $1 million, like, I would probably get myself a nice house, a nice place to live, like, a nice functional car, pay off my student loans, and probably just keep the rest for the rest of my life just to, like, go on vacations and shit.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it as a vacation savings
fund? Just as, like, extra money. I probably wouldn't quit my job or anything. Well, $1 million, you couldn't really quit your job.
Yeah, you couldn't. It's nice as a little backup.
But even a couple $1 million, like, I probably wouldn't quit my job, because, mm-hmm. like, what the fuck else? I'd probably keep a part-time job.
Right.
Because what the fuck else are you going to do with your time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you'd keep a job, just something to do, keep you busy, or...
Right.
I think I would actually, you know, just pursue a passion that you have, you know?
Yeah,
like,
do something.
I like my magic cards, and I always wanted to do my magic card business, but it's not feasible to make money on.
You can't. That's the thing you have to do as a hobby when you're rich already.
Right, yeah, so if I ever get rich, I'm going to, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to have, like, a little store and do events and stuff and just hang out there and...
Yeah, I can't even say, like, I don't have any hobbies. I don't have anything, so I don't know what I would do.
You have hobbies. You like to look at Reddit.
I have no
passions. That's a good hobby.
I have no passions and no hobbies.
You
I
like
don't
physics.
Know why that is. I like it well enough because mm-hmm. I'm doing it, but I don't know if it's a passion. It probably should be, but I don't know if it is. Uh-huh. But I just don't, like, I don't, I'm not good at anything. I'm really not, so it's hard to have a hobby when you're not good at anything.
I think you're pretty good at podcasting.
No, I'm shitty at podcasting. No, wait, if I were good at podcasting, people would listen to our podcast.
Uh-huh. Okay, everybody, everyone listening.
We still owe someone a drawing.
Oh, yeah, we did have we had a winner in our retweeting contest.
We totally did.
Yeah, it was Mikey. And we have to...
I think I've met Mikey once now.
Huh?
I think I met Mikey once.
Hey, you met him. No, he was worried about that he was being a creeper because he was like standing near.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, that's,
I said if you're like if I see you outside my window,
yeah, then that's creepy. That's not creepy.
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can stand outside the window. I just have a good reason for it.
Right. Oh, I was just mowing the lawn.
I was just mowing your 4 square feet of lawn. We don't have a lawn, though, because we live... Ow, we pulled my hair.
Yeah, we should do some drawings.
What are you doing? You're, like, moving and stuff.
I'm moving.
Hurting me.
Sorry.
I'm laying...
I just hurt you.
I'm laying on your leg, and I'm, like, getting mad at you for moving.
Right. Well, your burn is getting better.
My burn is getting better. It's just cracked and itchy now. It's
for the listeners.
Rough, like, feel it. It's rough skin.
Holly burnt her arm taking a pizza out of the oven.
I think we talked about it before in the last podcast. I'm not sure.
Well, it's just an update. But it's healing now.
It's mostly healed. It's just some dry skin, some dry rough skin to get rid of, and then it'll probably scar for a little while, but hopefully that fades.
Well, it wouldn't be bad anyway. It just would be like a differently colored patch.
Yeah,
on
would
your
it
arm.
Be brown? I have a whole bunch of burn scars already. Yeah. I need to stop doing that. I don't really know how to stop burning myself, because apparently that's what I'm good at. Because I'm just clumsy. I'm surprised anything that I own lasts more than 6 months, because I break it all, because I'm so clumsy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, you like to get burnt and be clumsy?
That's not a hobby, honey.
You're good at it.
Well, I mean, I guess if I did have a hobby, I would like to do more chainmail stuff, but it is prohibitively expensive. Like, the rings and stuff are just ridiculous. But I do think it's fun.
Making chainmail?
Yeah.
Can you make me plate mail?
No, I can't.
Can you make me a plate mail armor?
No, because plate mail is not chainmail.
All right, but can you do that? Can you, like, expand on your...
No, I can't. I couldn't
can you
even
do glass blowing?
I couldn't even make chainmail, because you have to, like, weld the shit shut, like, for it to actually work. Because otherwise they just come open.
Like real
chain mail.
Can you make me on your head, a coif? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I probably could.
Could you make me a gauntlet?
Yeah, actually I could.
Chainmail glove?
Yeah.
Could you make me a chainmail belt?
Probably.
Can you make me a chainmail keychain?
Yes. That's easy.
Is it? Because it's just little.
Yeah, it's just the small stuff. I made a bunch of bracelets and shit.
Can you make chainmail bacon?
I mean, I could probably, given the proper equipment. Mm-hmm. It would not be edible, though. I should specify.
Well, because it's made out of metal.
I wouldn't recommend eating it. That's all I'm saying. You could try it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to talk about time machine.
Oh, right. If we had a time machine, what would you do?
If we had a time machine, you know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would totally...
You're moving away from the microphone.
My face is pointed right
okay.
at it.
You're good.
What I would do would... I would go back in time.
Wow, really?
And do something awesome.
Would you go back in time or would you go forward in time?
Oh, well, if I can only go one place.
I feel like going forward would be safer because there's not a past you back there.
Right.
You know,
well,
there's not...
Well, I don't think that you're going to blow up or anything if you
no, but I do feel like it's a paradox. You're probably screwed. But I do think that if you jump forward in time, you're just kind of skipping over a section of time, right? You're just like,
right,
I'm just not going to live this part. And then...
So you just keep going from there.
Yeah, there's not a you... There's not a corresponding you there. It's just
so, yeah, you know,
you left
we're,
and
we're all
time.
Time traveling very slowly.
Yeah. 1 second per second.
Mm-hmm.
Time is relative anyway. It's just a construct, a way that we can keep track of our shit.
Keep track of what's happening next.
Yeah.
How far in the future would you go?
How far? Well, I think there's a solar eclipse in, like, 2015, so I'd probably go there first.
Uh-huh.
Because that'd be cool.
See, I think it would be weird to go into the future. I always thought that, like, time travel would be, if I could,
like,
go
in the
future.
Like, everyone assumes the past, though.
The main thing I'd be interested in is to see what new magic cards came out.
Jesus Christ. That's ridiculous.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Look at your laugh pattern on the microphone. Like, okay, so you can see the recording as it's recording it. And it laughs, it's very regular.
It is.
It's real regular. It's cool.
I have a regular laugh. It's not. It's not odd in any way.
My laugh is sporadic and shitty. But yeah, no. If I had a time machine, I don't know if I would even use it.
Really?
It seems like it'd be too risky.
Well, no, but there's no chance of failure.
No, right? No, I mean not risky as in like. Yeah, I would get killed in it. Risky as in, like, you might fuck up some history, and I don't think I'd
take
the chance.
Because it already would have been happened.
I don't know. I don't know if I...
No, because your things in the time machine that you do were already happened. Like, that's just the way it is. You can't... There's no such thing as...
Unless there is. If you go back and you change it, and then the present has changed by then.
No, but it won't. You can't.
Right. But maybe it can. Maybe it's like... Like that one Doctor Who episode, the Christmas one, where, like, the guy just started to have memories of himself as a kid playing around with the doctor that he didn't have before.
Right.
Maybe it would be like that.
Right, but it's not. But it already happened. It did happen.
But he didn't know. No, it didn't happen.
He just forgot about it.
No, he didn't forget it. It hadn't happened yet.
No, but it did.
No, but it
did.
It
did already happen.
But it hadn't happened yet. As in, he didn't forget it because it hadn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, but it did happen. No. Because he made it happen.
It was happening, like, at the time.
It was happening while he did it, but it already happened years ago.
No.
No, because that's the way it works. That's how time travel works. Because if you go back in time, that already happened. You're already there. You can't change it.
I don't know. Doctor Who, they kind of skirt over all those issues. They're just like, this works.
Right. Well, like...
It's wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey. Yeah. But you can't change it.
Right, but you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. You just can't change it.
Because, okay,
stuff.
How about the episode with when they went back to Pompeii, right?
No, remember? Because that's a fixed point in time. The big things are fixed points. Hitler's a fixed point. Pompeii, whatever. Vesuvius is a. Is a fixed point. But all the little things you can change.
You know what I want to know? Where is the doctor when Miracle Day is happening?
He is... Nobody told him.
Nobody told him about... Nobody told him that people aren't dying.
Well, who was going to tell him, right? Because Jack didn't.
Yeah.
And then maybe they had a falling out that we don't know about yet.
Well, he left, like, after season three.
Yeah,
I
know. He went back to the doctor and then he came back.
Mm-hmm. Because then that was season two of Torchwood,
right.
Which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, he left at the end of series one of Torchwood, and then he went to go hang
out
with
the Doctor. That's the thing. The Doctor doesn't show up in Torchwood, because it's own show, you know?
Right.
Like, there's nuances of the Doctor, and they mention it and stuff.
Well, his hand was in it.
Yeah, but the Doctor doesn't show up ever.
No, he's not there.
It's just... But Torchwood people could show up in Doctor Who, I think, safely.
But what about Martha? She showed up in Torchwood.
Yeah, but you don't have to have known her from the Doctor Who timeline.
Right, well, you don't have to know him from the timeline, either.
What?
You don't have to know him either.
The Doctor?
For him to show up in Torchwood, you don't have to know who he is.
You kind of have to have an understanding of what he is and what he does, though. You didn't for Martha. She's just another girl.
She just happens
to have been with a doctor.
She's
for
the Hank because she's a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, all you had to know really was that her and Jack were friends, and you could tell that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't. You didn't need it.
But.
What?
But why isn't he. Why isn't the Doctor fixing it?
Because. I don't know, it could have been done in like 10 minutes.
The Earth
if the Doctor had showed up, he could have been
He's
done
too busy worrying about one little kid with the monsters in his cupboard.
Oh, fucking, don't even mention that. It's the worst. I was expecting so much more from it. It had so much potential. And it
a lot of the episodes in this series are a letdown.
Just like, oh, he's an alien. Okay, and he's some stuff. Oh,
and the creepy dolls.
Well, a big cop-out, and they weren't even that creepy. I thought they would
just
be
that
a lot
one,
worse.
That
yeah,
one
just
scene.
The one was creepy, but...
You know who was creepier? The silence.
Yeah. I don't like the silence. These are kind of annoying, actually.
Well, they said that the silence isn't a race, it's a, like a movement.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Like a...
But I think most of them are in that race, it seems.
Well, no, because the other people were like that lady with the eye patch.
Yeah.
And, like the people that stole the baby.
Yeah, I guess. But you still remember her when you...
So what's going to happen with the Doctor, because they tried to kill him? Or
they did kill him. Like, they keep showing his death date. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even want to try and figure out what's going to happen. I don't even know if the writers understand what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, they're going
to get
out of it.
I feel like they're
somehow.
Just kind of bullshitting it, you know? Like, they don't actually know.
Yeah, they'll get out of it somehow, but if it's going to be, like, a cop-out, I'm not...
Well, of course it's going to. I mean, that's how... It's going to be a deus ex, like, thing that comes in at the last minute to save everybody. You know, that's the way this season works.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, clearly, there's a lot of people who aren't happy with it, though. Like, I thought last season was pretty good.
Yeah, Series 5 was awesome. Series 6 had, like, 2 good episodes.
So, yeah, it hasn't. There's been very few good ones. Let's Kill Hitler was pretty good.
Yeah, that was
probably what was the other series. Good one? Oh, the Neil Gaiman one wasn't bad.
Yeah, that wasn't bad with the TARDIS.
But then...
I guess that one wasn't great either.
I mean, I thought it was going to be better than it was. But Neil Gaiman has a very... Like, I love the guy, but he has a tendency to write the same story a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, person goes to alternate universe and has to try and get themselves out, and things look different there.
Things look different.
Like, that's... I mean, but really, that's what it is. And then a thing kind of just comes in, and they get themselves out, and everything's okay again. Like... And that's sort of how his stories work.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Well, what else was there? The first two were The Silence. I thought the first episode was really cool. The Silence ones were really cool. It was basically the doctor shows up.
Was that where he got killed?
Yeah, that's where he got killed.
I didn't think that was that great.
I thought it was cool because it was him from the future. But it's him in the very far future.
Yeah, like 200 years future.
Yeah.
Like, so Amy and Rory and all them are dead by that point.
Yeah.
By the time the doctor dies, so I don't know how that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't...
Well, unless he can go around and travel 200 years in his own time without them and just come back. Well,
he did.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
So he's just without them. Doesn't necessarily mean he was with someone else for all that time.
Well, he probably was. I'm sure the doctor doesn't want to be by himself for 200 years.
Oh, I'm sure he's done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he...
Well, I think when he first started, he was like 700. So there's a lot of time in the middle that we haven't seen.
Yeah, I don't think the companions were with him all that time. I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, he probably didn't always have a companion.
No, I'm sure there's been a lot of time he didn't have a companion.
But they just don't put that part on DVD.
Right, because it's not interesting.
Mm. Well, they have all the specials between season 3 and 4.
Yeah, well, I wish those were public somewhere. Like, because they're not on Netflix or anything.
No, 4 and 5, sorry.
Those aren't, like, on Netflix or anything. Mm. They're not readily available. Yeah. I didn't even know they existed.
Well,
they
were on
time.
Netflix. I got them. I mean, not in the instant queue, but they were on there. Yeah, they get like the End of Time Part 1 and 2. What was the other one?
The Waters of Mars. I've seen about 10 minutes of that.
And then the Next Doctor.
The Next Doctor. What was that one?
That was the one when he went back to like the 1800s. And
that guy thought he was the Doctor. Yeah. That was a Christmas special, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of them were. Because then there was the Voyage of the Damned.
Waters of Mars wasn't a Christmas special.
The End of Time was.
Yeah, End of Time was.
And so was the Voyage of the Damned.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 Christmas specials, and I think they were like Easter and something else.
Yeah, that's just like, but that's the stuff that doesn't show up in the regular seasons that I wish it did. Because it's still part of the Doctor Who canon.
Right.
But I don't know anything about it.
Well, they have the complete specials on the DVD.
Oh, really?
That you can buy, yeah. Because that one year they
did not interested because I could probably just get it online somewhere.
Yeah, we've seen them all. Or Planet of the Dead was the other one.
I haven't seen. What's Planet of the Dead?
I haven't seen
Planet of the Dead. I haven't seen Waters of Mars. I think I've seen all of those.
Waters of Mars was pretty good, but the thing with those is he doesn't have one companion. It's a different companion in each one.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, because I saw a bit of Waters of Mars, but yeah,
or like then he just hangs out with different people.
I couldn't watch it anymore.
And then, like, Voyage of the Damned has Kylie Minogue in it.
Oh, yeah! Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good one. I like that 10th Doctor as well.
Yeah, David Tennant's pretty much everyone's favorite Doctor, though.
Mm.
I like 9 and 10 better than I like 11. Mm. And I don't think it has anything to do with the acting. I think it has to do with the story writing.
Yeah.
So... I mean, I think... God, we always talk about Doctor Who on this podcast. It's so bad.
It's because we like it so damn much.
I know, but I feel so bad because anyone listening who doesn't watch this, they're like, oh, I guess I'll just skip this part. It's 15
Well, then
minutes.
They should just fucking watch it.
That's true. We've spoiled a bunch of shit, though.
That don't matter.
But no, it really doesn't. Yeah. You downloaded a bunch of the original Doctor
Who. Oh, I did. I got the first... 7 seasons.
Oh, they're so hard.
You know who's
the
third Doctor is really starting to grow on me too.
Yeah, you like him?
Yeah, I like him.
I like the third Doctor too.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really.
He's kind of serious and he gets grumpy a little bit. But.
Yeah, but then he's all like, "I look pretty good."
It's fun. He's like witty in like an old man kind of way. And he got his cape. Yeah, I like that episode, that Spearhead from Space. That was the first appearance of the Third Doctor from 1970.
Yeah, he's still, like, surprised about what he looks like and everything. He's like, hey, look at this. I'm the guy. Mm-hmm. Look at me. I'm different than I was before.
But I never mentioned what I was going to do with my time machine.
You didn't. What are you going to do?
I would go back to...
No, you did. You said you were just going to go see all the new magic cards.
No, that's if I had to go to the future, okay. That's what I would do. What I really want to do is go back to, like, 1993.
Okay.
In my hometown, just to see it again. What it was like back then.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I miss, like... Because, like, when you grow up in a place and then you see it change so much...
Yeah.
It's hard to... Like, it'll never be the way it was before.
Right, but you have to remember that when you're a kid, you see things differently, too. So even if you did go back to that time, the town will probably look different to you as an adult than it did to you as a kid, just because you have a different perspective on things. You're looking for different things, you're seeing different things. Mm-hmm. You're seeing roadways as places to drive versus a thing you have to cross to get to the other sidewalk, you know?
Right.
So you're still going to see the town a different way. The only thing that would be different would basically be businesses that are open now. That
right.
Were
I'd like to go see, there's a little candy store that was like a block away from me.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Campy's. And that's where the bus stop always was.
Oh, really?
So, like...
Right in front of the... That's horrible.
Right in front of the candy store.
That's bad places.
But it was just like these two, like an old guy and an old lady, and they had like this gigantic dog.
Nice.
And they sold like penny candies and stuff. They were real grumpy and I hated kids.
Why? Why would you have a candy store for you?
I bet they
kids?
Kidnapped kids and ate them.
Do you think so? Did they make them into candy? You're just eating kid candy?
No, I don't know.
You don't think that's the thing that they did?
That's probably not an actual thing that people do.
I had a lot of different bus stops because I lived in a lot of different places. Mostly they were just like on the corner of the street. There was one that was actually really far away from my house because we weren't supposed to be in a part of the town that had bus service.
Mm-hmm.
So we were technically just close enough to the middle school that we were supposed to walk. But we weren't going to walk because we're still really far away, but we were just within that limit. So instead we went to a bus stop that was like 3 or 4 blocks away. Maybe even farther than that. But it was real far away and it felt ridiculous and we had to walk there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold in the winter and stuff.
But I was just thinking, the reason for my nostalgia all of a sudden was on Twitter, there's one called @onlyinHazleton,
mm-hmm.
and I started following them, and then they, like, post pictures of Hazleton, how it looks, and then one of the pictures they took was, like, a block away from my house.
Nice. I belong to a Facebook group called, like, You Know You Grew Up in Fairmont One, and there's a whole bunch of that sort of stuff, but apparently our school's getting ID cards now, high school. We never had ID cards before,
ooh,
ever.
Fancy.
We had lunch numbers that you had to punch in, which happened to be 1 digit off of the PIN number from my bank account. Mm-hmm. It's just complete coincidence, so I never forgot either one. But the nice thing was I could always punch my sister's in, too, because it was just 1 digit off of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Hers was... Yeah, I'm probably not going to say it, because otherwise people could deduce my bank account. My PIN number.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That was fast.
Like, hey, everybody, this is my PIN number for my bank account.
That's fast.
So if you find my ATM card...
Or if you just want to withdraw some stuff from a bank.
Yeah.
I don't have an ATM card. Never had one.
Really?
No, just a debit card. My sister had an ATM card. Because I waited I waited until I was 18 to get a checking account. Because I didn't want my mom's name on it.
Okay.
Because I wanted my money to be my own. Whereas my sister got a bank account when she was 15 or 16 and had to have my mom put her name on it too. Because she wasn't a legal adult at the time. So my mom's name is still technically on my sister's checking account. She's 22 now.
Mm-hmm.
But... I didn't want that for myself. Like, I knew I didn't want my mom to have any control over my money, so...
I think I had, like, a savings account when I was little.
Yeah, I had a savings account when I was 10 or 11. We never put that much money in it, and then we ended up closing it.
I did have, like, savings bonds that I got for, like, every holiday for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I cashed them all in to buy a computer in, like, 1997.
Yeah, I was supposed to have savings bonds, that my great-grandpa had bought for me and my sister for college money, and my grandma ended up living off of them, which sucks. Because then we got, like, we were both supposed to have a bunch of bonds and stuff for college so we could pay for college, and they got, my grandma ended up just using them just for whatever, which made me really mad.
Right.
Because then we have nothing. And then once she went into the nursing home basically took all of her assets, because nursing homes are really expensive, so... Yeah, we got nothing. I got my car from her, I guess, so that's something, but... I only got that because my grandpa likes me more than my sister. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty awesome. Well, I talk to him, but she doesn't. She never, like, calls him or anything.
Yeah.
Yep. I was always my grandpa's girl, though. I, like, went fishing and hunting and stuff with him. It was pretty neat.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I miss it. I miss fishing with my grandpa. I just played cribbage a lot. I need to teach you how to play cribbage.
Yeah, I would love to learn how to play cribbage.
Is that sarcastic, or you actually want to?
I don't know. Why don't you, can you figure it out from the tone of my voice?
Oh, it's fun!
Okay, I believe you.
You're mean.
If you teach me to play cribbage, you have to play magic with me. Then.
No, that's shit! Cribbage is free! Cribbage is free and easy, and magic is way too fucking complicated, and I don't want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So I don't like that kind of game because it's too complicated. It's too much to keep track of. I like enjoying my games.
Me too.
Yeah. And I don't enjoy that.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, it is. That's why I don't play it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You're upside down.
I am upside down. I'm looking at you upside down. We're about done, I think. We're in.
Okay, bye.